Okay, ready to dive into the future. We're talking wearable tech, but not just another screen. Get this.
Ah.
You can actually feel this stuff.
It's
You
wild.
sent us some research on something called pneumatic gel muscles, PGM for short.
Yeah, PGM.
This stuff could seriously change, well, everything. How we move, how we learn.
It's a completely different way of thinking about how we interact with information and the world around us, using our sense of touch, really.
Okay, so before we go any further, what exactly are these gel muscles?
Right.
They sound kind of, I don't know, like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Well, not exactly like those big clunky robot suits, if that's what you mean.
Okay.
More like, imagine like a soft, flexible tube.
Okay.
Almost like a, I don't know how to, like a high-tech water balloon, I guess. You
Right.
pump air into it and it expands and contracts just like a muscle.
So that's a PGM.
That's it.
That's the basic idea.
Okay, so why are these PGMs, why are they so important? Well, for one thing, they operate at much lower pressures than other types of artificial muscles, like the ones used in those exoskeletons. Lower pressure means safer and much more energy efficient, right? Which is huge when you're talking about something you're going to wear.
So lighter, more comfortable,
Exactly.
less likely to, go all Terminator on us.
Exactly. But it gets even more interesting. The research we're looking at today, they're using PGMs to actually send information to the user.
Wait, what? Send information. Like I'm getting a text message through my arm.
Not text messages, no, but think about it.
Okay.
We're always using our eyes and ears to take in information, right?
Yeah.
But our sense of touch, not so much.
That's true. I never thought about it like that.
These researchers, they've developed this prototype. They call it an artificial muscle sleeve.
Okay, an artificial muscle sleeve.
Yeah, it's a sleeve, obviously,
Yeah.
and it's embedded with these PGMs. They're focusing on the forearm for now. And get this, it can actually guide your wrist into different positions just by activating the muscles in the sleeve.
So just reading about how to do something, I could actually what feel it, learn it.
Yeah, like hands-on learning.
Wow.
And because these PGMs are so soft and flexible, you could put them into clothing or other wearables.
It'd be invisible, basically.
Exactly.
Seamless.
Okay, so this sleeve, it can nudge my wrist around.
Right.
But what does that really mean? Like, how would somebody actually use this thing?
Well, there are a ton of possibilities.
Yeah.
The researchers talk about applications in sports training,
Okay.
helping people with disabilities, gaming, even.
Let's start with sports. How does this sleeve, this artificial muscle sleeve, actually help an athlete?
Okay, so imagine you're a basketball player,
All
right?
right.
And you're working on your free throws, but instead of just practicing, the same way you always have,
Yeah.
the sleeve is giving you feedback real time on your form. Hold on. So it's like having a coach, like right there on your arm.
Pretty much. It's all about muscle memory, right?
Right.
The sleeve guides your arm through the motion, so you're not just seeing it, you're feeling it.
Interesting.
It's like,
Like a shortcut.
yeah, a shortcut for learning.
Okay. That is pretty cool. I'll give you that. But, most of us aren't exactly out there, hitting home runs or sinking free throws.
Right.
What about, the rest of us? How does this tech go beyond sports?
Well, this is where it gets really exciting. Let's talk about accessibility for a minute.
Okay.
Imagine someone who has limited mobility.
Yeah.
This technology could potentially help them regain some independence. You know,
Really?
things we take for granted, like picking up a glass or even just scratching an itch.
Wow.
This could make those things possible again.
That's incredible. Just to give someone that back, that independence.
It's huge,
Yeah.
yeah. And it's not just about regaining function either. Imagine a surgeon, right, using this tech to perform really delicate procedures remotely,
Oh, wow.
or a musician composing a symphony, feeling every note.
So it's like our hands become this, I don't know, this whole other way to interact with the world.
Exactly. It goes way beyond a keyboard or a touch screen.
It's like we're limited by our own, like our own bodies right now. And this tech is.
It's breaking down those barriers.
Yeah.
And let's not forget about gaming.
Oh, right. Of course, games.
Imagine feeling the rumble of a car engine as you're racing or.
Or like the blow of a sword or
Yeah,
something.
it could create a level of immersion that we haven't even imagined.
That's pretty wild. So we've gone from shooting hoops to like performing drain surgery to fighting dragons in the metaverse,
Huh.
all thanks to these like little gel tubes.
It's pretty amazing.
But it almost seems, I don't know, too good to be true.
Right.
Are there downsides?
Of course, no technology is perfect,
All
right?
right.
Durability is a big one. These things need to be able to hold up.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then there's the question of precision, you know?
Okay.
How finely can we control these sensations? Can we make them, you know, varied enough to be really useful?
So it's not just like a buzz on your wrist.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It has to be more nuanced than that.
Yeah. And what about the creep factor?
The what?
The creep factor. Yeah. I mean, are people really ready to wear something that's like controlling their movements, even if it's subtle?
That's a good point. User acceptance is huge. It's a fine line, right?
Right.
Between helpful and, I don't know, intrusive.
Yeah, I can see that.
Designers are going to have to think hard about that.
It's almost like, I don't know, what does it even mean to be human in a world where we've got tech woven into our bodies?
That's a big question.
It's like we're, I don't know, like we're upgrading what it even means to be human.
It's definitely, it's a shift, yeah. And it makes you think about our relationship with technology, you know. I mean, we've always, forever, we've designed the world around us, our bodies. And now, suddenly, we're designing tech that's designed around us.
That's an interesting way to put it.
It's like we're reversing the whole thing.
Okay, so we've talked about what this tech can do, maybe some problems it still has, but what's it all mean?
The big picture?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, practically speaking, you know, this research is moving us toward a future where we're experiencing the digital world in a much more physical way.
We've talked about that a little, yeah.
But on a deeper level, it really makes you think about, like, what does human experience even mean?
It's like, this isn't just about, you know, a cool new gadget.
No.
This is about, I don't know, changing how we understand the world.
Totally. I mean, imagine a world where, like, information overload just isn't a thing.
Okay, because
we're not, you know, stuck with these little screens.
Right.
What if we could just, like, absorb information, feel a piece of art.
Feel it, yeah.
Connect with people in a completely different way, all through touch.
So instead of staring at our phones all day, we're, like, actually feeling more connected to the world around us.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Wow. It's really amazing to think about. And, you know, who knows where it'll all go, right?
Right. This research is just the beginning.
It's really incredible. Yeah. Well, this has been quite the deep dive into pneumatic gel muscles. We've gone from, like, flexible tubes to the future of humanity. It's mind-blowing.
It's pretty wild.
It really is. And it leaves us with a pretty big question. In a world that's, you know, more and more virtual every day, could our sense of touch actually be the key to, I don't know, to something more? A deeper connection, maybe, to each other, to the world around us. Something to think about.